The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. It's time for Woman Power, featuring regular contributor, bodybuilder, model, spokesperson, and all-around health and fitness guru, Felicia Romero.
Women Power, or Power for Woman, she fits both. Felicia Romero joining us, and we're talking about, can weight loss be fun? Because when my patients hear the words diet and exercise, if there was a cliff close by, I think they're going to run for it. And I try and let them know that being healthy is fun. I mean, Felicia, not only being an expert in your field as a champion, you also have taken people on this journey of weight loss and fitness, thousands of people on it.
Yeah.
Let me start off by asking, do you have to sell them that they're going to enjoy this experience? Or
no.
So that's what I do wrong.
Yeah.
So in my office, I'm like, I'm selling that. I am. I have this product that nobody wants called not eating what you want and saying that you're going to do things differently and all that. And you have to or you're going to die because I'm a cardiologist. How do you help me to have better success, please?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I talk to people and you're right. I've been doing this 10 years now. And that's honestly what drives me is my passion is helping people. And honestly, when I talk to people, I don't necessarily sell them. I basically try to hit an emotion. For them, I create this vision of who they can be and what they can be, while still being them, obviously, but a healthier version of them. And whether it's losing weight, fitting into their smaller clothes, and being able to try new things that they wouldn't otherwise be doing because they are either overweight or out of shape, and that basically it's like their life, you know, you only get your body once. You might as well treat it with the utmost respect. It's kind of like you wouldn't treat your car with bad oil. Don't treat your body with bad food. And so I try to create an emotion. Whenever I talk to these people, I'm creating a vision for them to be able to vision it themselves on who they can be and what they can be and what they're capable of doing. And that can be fun and challenging, you know? So you have to rethink weight loss. You can have a fun journey and still reach your destination, you know? So it can definitely happen.
Okay. I'm a 48-year-old guy. I come in, I'm 15 pounds overweight, and I'm just to the point where I'm making enough money that I can afford expensive restaurants. I can do a little of this stuff. How, when you're across for them, and I'm, listeners, I'm doing this for me, not you right now. I'm doing this to try and be a better doctor because I am just, I hear all you're saying. And what I'm hearing is you're finding ways for them to inspire themselves. Right?
Absolutely. Because I can't do, just like what you
but
said.
But is it a gift?
You know,
I mean, do you have a gift?
I feel like I do have a gift. Yes, I feel like I do. And, you know, I try to lead by example. You know, I'm not a natural manager or I'm just a leader by example, and I live my own life. I practice what I preach in order to inspire others. You can't force anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. So that's the first step, you know, and in order for it to be fun, in order for fitness, health, and weight loss to be fun, they have to be just on board as you. They wouldn't contact me if they weren't ready, but then it's my job to keep them there and keep them motivated. That's the challenge, you know. Everybody can get inspiration from something, but it's keeping the inspiration and motivation is what's hard. And that is my job to be able to put the fun back in fitness and to, you know, help people fall in love with healthy eating, fall in love with their workout plan. Because, I mean, I don't see it as a chore by any means, you know. But how does someone get to that point? How does someone get to the point where they are sedentary and eating horribly and feeling horrible and lazy to get to the point to where they're, where I'm at, where I wake up and I'm excited for the day and I want to work out and I want to be healthy and make good choices? How do they get from that point A to point B? And that comes from the mind. And I cannot train anybody without a healthy mind.
Your message, you have to change the way you do it with children? Or is it the same thing, different version with children or teenagers
it's
or whatever?
Same thing,
I mean, listeners,
version,
I just want to let you know, Felicia Romero is one of the pioneers in the fight against childhood obesity. She is one of the people. We're going to have you do many segments on that. But what I want to talk about is that message and fun. Is it the same message, a little different, or you do have to shift a completely different gear for your kids?
No, you know, I mean, I think I have to speak just as elementary to adults as I do children, just because, you know, they have to take it back to the basics, you know, and I want them, bottom line, it's health and nutrition, and I have to treat both, you know, adults and children the same in that sense, you know. Even with adults, I don't talk about diet, I don't talk about deprivation, nothing like that, and it goes both ways for men, for adults and kids, you know. It's about having fun, it's about being active, it's about being healthy. If you focus on all those things, the weight loss will come. Because I've worked with very obese children who need to lose weight, but I never stress the point that they need to lose weight. That if I stress about taking care of our bodies, if I give them a good workout, I talk about nutrition, I talk about health, the weight loss will come. There's no need for me to jam it down their throats that they need to lose weight. It'll come with that positive mindset. I'm launching a program tomorrow at the current gym that I'm at here in Gilbert. It's called Kids Fit, and it's twice a week, and I'm offering it free for a month for these parents to bring their kids in, and I'm going to train them. You know, I'm going to train them for 40 minutes, but it's not necessarily like, here's a weight, and I'm going to have you press. It's just moving their bodies. It's
what's the name of the gym? Let us know.
What was that?
What's the name of the gym, and how do we send our kids?
Fitness Evolution in Gilbert, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And basically, it's a free program, group classes for a month. And basically, what I'm doing with these kids is they're being kids again. You know, they're coming in. We're doing high intensity training, not necessarily I hand them like a dumbbell and I tell them to go press, because most of these kids, I mean, they're ages of between the ages of 10 and 18. So it's basically teaching them how to use their bodies without any weight, using their own body weight and moving around and running and laughing and just being active. The things that kids do that they're not doing.
So to go back to your message, Felicia Romero, pro, has taken thousands of people on this journey from unfit to fit. Your message is the same from 8 years old to 80. You're stimulating them to inspire themselves. You're finding the way to do that. And that's what I'm doing wrong. What I'm doing wrong is I'm saying, look, you have heart problems, you have diabetes, you're going to have to make some choices, and you're going to die, and it's, I can't hold that back if we don't get weight off of you. There's fundamentals to it. And I don't get good results. You inspire, does it wear you out? Do you get tired at the end of the day? Because you're just like,
you know what? It really doesn't. And honestly, the faces that I see, the changes in lives that I see, it doesn't wear me out, because I don't see it as a job. It's my passion. It's what I live. I live day in and day out. So it's not this, you know, I get up, it's 9-to-5 job every day, and, you know, it's I live it and breathe it. So I don't see it necessarily as tiresome. You know, I can definitely get stretched thin a little bit, because I get pulled in all directions from different people, but you know what? If I know that I'm helping others, that's all that matters to me, and making a difference in, like you said, inspiring others to change their lives. So definitely.
So someone's out there listening. They know they need to get fit. They've been around some things. A couple tips on how to just get started for them. I mean, any ages, or maybe this, and if you could apply this maybe to a parent who has a child, you know, the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. Baby steps. I always say baby steps. Don't ever jump in full force, you know, get your feet wet a little bit. That's by making small changes. You can't do it. If you're just so far gone, you eat fast food and you drink soda and you don't work out and you're just very sedentary, you can't go into working out 6 days a week and, you know, eating all, you know, veggies and protein all day. That's just not going to work. It's setting yourself up for failure. So you must be realistic in your goals. Having goals, you know, just like with anything in life, having goals for career will have goals for your health and nutrition as well. So definitely baby steps into it versus the whole shebang. So, one little thing. Yeah.
Well, she is Felicia Romero. You can find her at Twitter, Felicia Romero, and follow her on Facebook. Felicia Romero, thank you so much for being on. Weight loss is fun. Teach people how to inspire themselves and enjoy your way. RadioMD.com.